Get your blood pressure checked while out shopping. A woman who survived a heart scare is highlighting a campaign encouraging residents to look out for symptoms of heart failure through free blood pressure checks and advice. As part of July's Heart Failure Awareness Week, staff from Mid and South Essex NHS Foundation Trust will be at shopping centres where the public can find out about heart failure, as well as receiving checks on their blood pressure and any symptoms. The stands will take place on Friday the 5th of July, at George Yard Braintree, and Saturday, July the 6th, at the Grove Centre, Witham, both days from 8 till 4 p.m. Jenny Sayer from Heybridge started to have symptoms out of the blue in October 2022 and is encouraging others to learn about the condition. She said, "I had a sense of panic and breathlessness that I couldn't explain. My heart was out of control. Luckily, my husband John was in the house with me and he told me to go to the doctor. The GP immediately referred me to Basildon Hospital and I was in a hospital bed 20 minutes after I arrived. They ran checks including blood tests, an MRI and an echocardiogram, and I was told I had heart failure, which was a shock. They fitted me with special pacemaker and defibrillator, and I've since been able to live a completely normal life." She added, "Heart failure is only final if you ignore the signs, so don't delay getting help. If you know someone who has symptoms, tell them to get checked. There is life after heart failure." The Trust's heart failure service sees around 1,400 patients in need of emergency care each year in Mid and South Essex, as well as 2,400 patients with more routine needs. The service also performs around 150 procedures each year using complex devices, including defibrillator and cardio resynchronization therapy. Dr. Henry Savage, consultant cardiologist and heart failure lead at the Trust, said, "As part of the Awareness Week, we want to encourage local people to find out about heart failure. This will help us to identify those who have undetected risk of heart conditions and encourage them to go to their GP if needed. This is a part of an international campaign, 25 and 25, developed by the British Society for Heart Failure, which seeks to reduce deaths from heart failure by 25% over the next 25 years. The symptoms of heart failure, as outlined by the Society, including the Fs of fighting for breath, feeling fatigued, and the build-up of fluid. People with those symptoms are being advised to speak to their GP.